Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
Last month, we celebrated 20 years of starting, sustaining, and growing New Leaf Training and Development. My wife and I moved here in 2006 with two very young children, 5,285 miles from our roots in central England. We both had resigned from well-paid, secure jobs that provided a regular paycheck despite never having run a business before. So, on reflection, here are 20 lessons we've learned about people at work over the past 20 years. Now, whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur, I'm sure many of these will resonate with you. Number one, leadership is everything. Let me repeat that, leadership is everything. Without men and women of high character and high competence, organizations will be mediocre at best. Number two, employees do choose how much to give of themselves based on how much they trust their leadership. Number three, because of that, trust is the currency that exists between people. Number four, you know, all organizations are the same inside, regardless of whether they're manufacturers, retailers, or service businesses. We ultimately are using human resources to produce revenue, cash flow, and profit by providing value to customers. Number five, all organizations must ensure that income is bigger than expenses and assets are larger than the liabilities, regardless of entity status, even non-profit entities. So you won't be pursuing your mission for very long if the above isn't true. Number six, the best way to retain talent is actually to be successful as an organization and have great leaders. Number seven, principles endure, not techniques. They're temporal, but principles endure. Successful people at work align their perceptions and their behaviors with timeless, universal, and objective principles, such as the golden rule, commonly heard and yet commonly done. Now, unsuccessful people break themselves against such principles. Number eight, change is the only constant. Number nine, great organizations are truly people-centered. Number 10, leaders must lead by example. See, if their example is not worth following, people won't truly follow them. They'll simply comply while looking for another job. Number 11, training must have a purpose. It shouldn't be used just to rally the troops or use up the budget. Number 12, training must be endorsed by senior leadership. See, if they don't see the point, neither will the participants. Number 13, great organizations build a culture of stewardship, encouraging and rewarding employees to treat the organization's resources as if they were their own. Number 14, don't be impressed by someone's busyness. Highly effective people don't use language such as busy, slammed, or buried. They take no pride in frenetic, worthless motion. Rather, they work with prioritized purpose. Number 15, mission statements and vision statements are not the same thing. The former defines why the organization exists, and the latter defines where they want to go and by when. Both should be crisp, clear, audacious, and memorable. The mission doesn't change. The vision should be reset every 1 to 3 years. Now, the last five speak to business owners or would-be entrepreneurs. Number 16, treat your employees the way you want them to treat your customers. Number 17, share financials with your employees and ask for their input on results. Once people care, there's no stopping them. Number 18, Woody Allen once said, quote, 90% of success is showing up, end quote. Now, we've won so much client work simply because we did what we said we'd do. Oh, and I think the other 10% is actually showing up on time. Number 19, I've noticed there are two types of business owners, the entrepreneur and the self-employed. They're not the same. The latter path is absolutely exhausting because as demand for the business increases, so does the demand on your time. But in contrast, an entrepreneur should actually find themselves working less and less in the business as it grows. And then number 20, business is no more complicated than people working with people called employees and other people called vendors to serve other people called customers. And money is just simply the fruit that falls from the tree when this is all done exceptionally well. See, we're all in the people business. You know, in closing, we're so grateful to the United States for welcoming us with open arms. It's been hard work, but good work. And we've managed to pay the bills, put our kids through college, while creating jobs and opportunities for our employees and vendor partners. And most importantly, I'd like to think that we've made a significant and sustainable difference for, 327 clients now across 9 countries and 31 states.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.